Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, it's Wendy again, and thank you so much for coming back for another addition to Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today's call is live from a pre-recorded line where I get the opportunity and honor, actually, to work with individuals once a week who come on a live call with me. So recognize that when I'm on a live pre-recorded line, that we do not filter or change for quality. But yet, please listen for content, because what people ask is what we're all wondering. And that's why I love to be able to edit these and bring them to you all. So on today's podcast, we're talking about nighttime eating. I've had many, many, many clients over the years have an issue at night with food. The hardest time of the day is the night, realistically. And the truth is, if we understand what's happening for us in the evening, we can radically shift our perception of what that nighttime eating is about. So take a listen to today's call to see if it helps you continue to overcome what you had become. That nighttime eating component can radically change how you feel about yourself, your space, and your place. And take a look now at www.wendyfrancis.com. I've got some really new things I'm going to start to launch on this website. It's taken me a little bit, gotten some traction under me recently. I'm going to start to do some new things, and I'd love your feedback. We've got some ideas on there. We want some feedback around. We've got some new things we're going to be putting up there. So keep on checking back. I am going to start to take on some individual clients virtually, something I've been holding off on doing. We've got a funnel and a portal to be able to do that. I'm also looking to open up some groups in the future and be on the lookout for a retreat event as well. I'd love to get your interest and your feedback for me, because it's my heart's desire to help all of you overcome this component of your life, because I know how radical it can be to shift and to change that pattern of being connected to your food emotionally. So take a look at that, www.wendyfrancis.com. Thank you so much once again for joining me. Anybody else, other questions, comments, things I can help with tonight?
Hello, I am a new member to the group, and I since I started the program, I am doing better with not eating in the night. And when I say in the night, is meaning I have an issue with getting up in the night and wanting something to eat. Can you give me any recommendations on how to control that? It's doing better, but I am into my second week on the program, and I've only messed up one time with doing that, which was last night. And I was like, good, because I'll be able to ask that question. And when I did get up, I ate a couple of almonds, and that was fine, but I struggle with eating or wanting to eat during the night.
Yeah. How long has that been going on for?
Oh, gosh. Probably over a year and a half.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you another question?
Go ahead.
Are you taking any medications?
I am. And I'm taking Ambien.
You're taking Ambien?
Yeah, and I know I need to come off of that. And that's what I'm hoping, that, you know, losing some of this weight and not having the anxiety of the weight.
Yeah.
Possibly, you know, be able to wean myself off of that. I'm not able to. That's a hard one to wean yourself from if you've been on it for any length of time.
And there's ways to do it with your doctor. Have you let your doctor know that you want to wean off of it?
Yeah, and I have tried, but I don't, I have a problem. My other issue is I don't want to be awake for so long because I have work the next day, and then I worry about that because I'm not getting enough rest.
Yeah, isn't it that cycle, right? So let me, I'm going to kind of put all my cards on the table, so to speak. So the medication that you're on, I would encourage you to try to work with your doctor with, because it has been noted that sometimes that can increase patterns of night eating.
Okay. Can I make one comment in there, though?
Absolutely.
I don't take it. I don't know if it's because it's still in my system, but when I have tried to come off, still experience the wanting to eat issue.
Yeah, because it has, I think, it has somewhere between a 28 and a 35-day half-life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it takes a while to get out of your system.
That's not safe anyway, because if it has that much time,
Medications, you know, that it will come down in your system. And I'm not only blaming the medication, and don't change it until you talk with your doctor. But there's a couple pieces, right? When I look at night eating, and I hear that you're cognitive when you're eating, because there's something called night eating syndrome where somebody actually wakes up and eats and is not cognitive at all. I don't know.
I know that I'm eating, and
that's what I heard.
It's like I want something.
That's what I hear. So I wouldn't look at night eating syndrome. There's another facet of eating in the night I've seen many clients have. Medication can be one cause, but that creates the habitual pattern of it, and there can also be an emotional element to it. So usually with night eating, different than night eating syndrome, it's a three-pronged issue. So there's a habit to it, right? Just like if we walk in the door, put down our briefcase, and go to the refrigerator, that's a habit. Just like when somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, I need to go get something to eat, it becomes a habit. So habits can be broken by behavior modification techniques. So things like, if you wake up and you want to go eat, you wake up and you go put your feet in the bath. Things like, you wake up and you want to go eat, you sit in your bed and you journal, which helps with the emotional component. So you can, you know, so if you wake up and you want to go eat, then that's why I have people pull a journal out and just start writing. Just write. Doesn't have to, what are you feeling? What are you thinking? What do you want to do? What do you want to eat? And more so, what are you thinking and what are you feeling? Because there's probably a cyclical nature to that. And then what do you want from the food? Like if I were sitting in your kitchen and you walk down the stairs, don't worry, I'm not showing up. Won't do it. don't know where you live. but the truth is, if I were sitting in your kitchen and you walk down the stairs, I go, hey, I get you want to eat. Why? So what do you want from the food?
Because I'm hungry. I feel like I'm thinking that I'm hungry, but I do believe that I lost my husband, and I believe that it most likely is the loneliness of it.
Mm-hmm. I do believe you're on to something.
That's what I've been thinking, and I
because,
don't know how to get myself out of that.
And that's where, so you can try some behavior modification, like I said, like putting your feet in the bath or going in the shower, you know, or changing your pajamas. Like you pick a certain intervention that you do. Okay, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go put my feet in the bath, or I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go wash my face, or I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go brush my teeth instead of I'm going to wake up and go eat. That can help with the behavior part of it. But the truth is, you just told me, and I know that you said it very
like what you said was so magnanimous, I could fall on the floor, because you're absolutely right. It's not for you. It's probably not about the behavior. It really is probably about the emotional feeling of loneliness, loss, grief, etc.
Before I started this diet or this program, I can go all day. It's like nighttime is relaxing because I'm so busy all day long.
Mm-hmm. Which has to flip around a little bit. It is common, and I didn't hear this from you, but I know you're new on the plan. You need to make sure you eat enough during the day. Because many people who eat at night then wind up under eating during the day and then wind up eating at night again. It becomes a radically terrible cycle. So making sure that you're consuming enough during the day so you're not waking from hunger, because it just gives that part of you that has a hole an excuse, so to speak.
Yeah.
And if you feel lonely or loss or grief in the middle of the night, then let's make some warm tea and let's hold a blanket around us real tight. And if you need to cry, then cry. But that's the core of it instead of the almonds. That's the solution.
I'm writing this down and listening to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome. And there is... If you go to www.wendyfrancis.com, I don't know how to search it as well on Apple Podcasts, but the Overcoming Emotional Eating with Wendy Francis series that's hosted on www.wendyfrancis.com, there are, I want to say, I know there's at least one, if not two or three podcasts that I have done on nighttime eating. And so it would be a really good resource for you to go back in and listen to those podcasts, because it may have something else that strikes a chord with you there as well.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.